acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my six decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
What the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over everything.
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Had a three-day weekend, four-day work week.
I know. I kept thinking it was Monday this morning when I got up, and all day yesterday, I kept thinking yesterday was Sunday.
Nope.
He's coming. It's my kind of week right here.
It is Tuesday.
Really?
Now, that's one executive order Donald Trump need to sign. Make a three-day weekend, okay?
Every weekend?
Why not? Have every Monday off? What's really the point of being in school 5 days a week or being at work for 5 days a week?
To learn, get an education.
Oh, yeah, learn what? You can learn at home. It's the difference between education and certification, okay? It's all kind of curriculum you can teach your kids at the house.
No, these kids need to be at school.
Yeah, sometimes you wish your week was longer because you have so much work to do.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't go that far.
I never felt that way in my whole entire life, ever.
Well, Envy, you were in New Orleans for All-Star Weekend. Mm-hmm. Incredible weekend.
Yeah, All-Star was great. I just don't think they should have All-Star again out in New Orleans, especially when it's Mardi Gras. Like, it's
a lot of activity.
It was too much going on. You couldn't
move around. But it
wasn't
supposed to
be in. You couldn't drive. You had to walk everywhere. Like, there was no driving anything. Uber made no money. Lyft made no money.
But they had those people on the bikes that also can take you around.
The pedal bike people made some money.
I bet they did.
Other than that, you had to walk everywhere. I mean, you were walking everywhere. It was raining off and on, but it was a great time. I mean,
it was moved to New Orleans last minute, though, kind of. Not last minute, but originally it
was supposed to be in Charlotte.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in Charlotte.
Listen, I don't think they should have All-Star Weekend, period, because the game is trash. The game is trash. The dunk contest is trash.
Well, this year it was trash. The game was trash this year. This year the dunk contest was trash.
They've been talking about bringing people from the street to do the dunk contest for years. That's what they really need to do. They need to bring guys from the street that be doing those crazy-ass dunks and have the professional NBA players judge them. They've been saying that for years. I saw Stephen A. Smith reiterate that yesterday on ESPN. That is actually true. That's what they should do.
But, you know, also, All-Star, they take a look at a lot of the legends and the and the old All-Stars, and just really just represent them. They have dinners. They have all type of suites. They have all types of parties for all the legends, and the legends are really representing All-Star
Weekend. Just give, listen, just give the NBA players a week off and give them a weekend to go celebrate themselves and frolic amongst each other. We don't need to see that game. Hey, score three. I don't want to see a team score 300 points and no defense, man. Like, what's the point? Like, seriously, come on. You know, nobody got nothing better to do
with
daytime.
It does get boring.
Come on, man. Nobody got nothing better to do with daytime. Come on, just get the players off. Yeah. Give them the rest.
Yeah, and you know what, too? They allow the kids, a lot of the All-Stars get to meet the kids. This is where if you're a kid and you want to meet your favorite celebrity or your favorite basketball player, this is the weekend to do it. They have so many trainings with the celebrities. They have eating. They have so much. It was so many things to do out there for kids if you just want to meet your favorite players. It's more than just people out there partying. There's a lot to do if you're in a kid. There's suites. There's dinners. There's lunches. There's training. They open up the arena so the kids could play there. There's a lot to do out there. So listen, that was cool.
Speaking of dinner, too, I was in Austin, Texas this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Austin is just one of them places, man, you're going to gain at least 5 pounds when you go to Austin.
Oh, that's New Orleans.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that
New Orleans is definitely another
Orleans.
One of those places. Like, I went to a Jamaican spot in Austin and had a curry goat oxtail combo. I personally ain't never seen the combo now. Where they give you both on the plate. I never seen that.
No.
A curry goat oxtail combo? You ever seen that?
No.
Okay, then.
You could get that anywhere in Brooklyn, by the way.
I never seen that.
Yeah.
You may can request it, but I ain't never just see it on the menu.
Yeah, I tried everything. I tried turtle soup. I tried alligator over the weekend. What else?
I'm not that experimental when it comes to food.
Alligator tastes like chicken.
That's what they say, so I just get chicken.
Yeah, everything tastes like chicken to black people. Newport tastes like chicken to black people.
Tastes like
I ordered the same exact thing from the same
like
place every time.
You ever ask a crackhead what crack tastes like?
Nope.
Chicken.
Keisha Cole will be joining us this morning.
All right,
dropping
Keisha
the clues, boss, for Keisha Cole.
We'll kick it with Keisha Cole. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about yesterday being President's Day, or in some places, not my President's Day. Also, Uber sexual harassment claims. We'll tell you what's going on with that investigation.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yes, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now in basketball, DeMarcus Cousins, he has been traded. He was a Sacramento King. It looks like he's going to the Pelicans. I don't think that's a bad move for him. I think that's actually a great move
for him. That's a great move.
He would have just liked to know before everybody else knew, probably.
I think his agent told him because he didn't want one of those people to tell him during those, because he was doing an interview, to tell him during the interview. We have audio of it. Let's play the audio.
Hey, DeMarcus, could you kind of sum up your All-Star experience?
Oh, really?
Can you
decide? That's what.
That's a great move. You go down there, pay him up with Anthony Davis.
As a Davis.
The only way it's a terrible move if he like smashed some chick in New Orleans this weekend and thought he was just gonna get away from her. I'm gonna smash you this weekend and I'm gonna be out of town on Monday. Like, nope. Look like you're gonna be here for a while, buddy.
I think that's a great move for him because he did say he wanted to retire a King. I think like a week ago.
Nobody wants to retire a Sacramento King. So let's be clear about that. Nobody wants to retire a Sacramento King. That's not the way any of this works.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings. Now, let's talk about Uber, sexual harassment.
Right. Well, the former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is going to lead Uber's investigation into sexual harassment claims. These claims were made by an ex-employee. Now, according to Susan Fowler, she actually did a blog post that went viral. She said, it's my number one priority that we come through this. Uber said they want to make sure that they are a better organization after this. But she wrote about the year that she spent working there. She said it was an office culture that permitted rampant sexual harassment and gender discrimination. At Uber, only 15% of the company's employees are women, and just 3% of the women are engineers at the time that she left. So that's a very small fraction, very small percentage. Now, she said at one point she had actually reported things, and she was told she was on thin ice and in risk of being fired if she continued to report these cases to HR. She said she reported his threat immediately after the meeting to both HR and to the CTO. They both admitted it was illegal, but nobody did anything about it.
I tell y'all all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. My dumb ass is sitting there thinking, oh, Uber do got offices, don't they? I'm thinking that girl was getting harassed in the cars.
You know what? At first, when I see that, I thought the drivers were touching on the girls when they get in the car. I did. I'm gonna be honest. You know, you just think Uber
I can admit when I'm stupid. You know what I mean? I really thought that the Uber drivers were touching on the girls when they got in the car. I had no. I forgot. Like, oh yeah, Uber would have an office, wouldn't they? They are a big company.
Well, yeah, the people getting in the car wouldn't be employees that work at Uber. They would be passengers that could get arrested for
that. Perverts don't care.
But when you said Uber, I thought the same thing. Now let's talk Donald Trump.
All right, well, yesterday was President's Day, but as a lot of people were celebrating, it was not my President's Day. There were rallies in New York, Chicago, L.A., Atlanta, Philly, and more than two dozen other cities across the nation. Everybody just kind of standing against the president who's been in power. It's only been 1 month. By the way, I was reading that Donald Trump has spent more in this past month than President Barack Obama did in 1 year. Just traveling back and forth to Mar-a-Lago, playing golf, doing all of those things. He spent more than 1 month. Now, a lot of people were carrying signs that said, not my president, and resist, and they were chanting, no ban, no wall. In addition to that, Donald Trump has been putting together a new travel ban order that they say is near completion. Over the weekend, he was putting that together. Supposedly, this is going to be a tighter, more streamlined version of the first executive order, which, as we all know, did not work out. So we'll see what he has to say now. Allegedly, they're working on a phase-in period for parts of that order to take effect. It's not going to impact the green card holders. And also, they're saying for people that are now not being respected with their current or pending visas, they're going to make sure nobody is caught in the system in between.
I was reading an article on BusinessInsider.com this weekend, and the headline is, a historian says Trump's presidency is likely to be the second shortest in history. You should look that up.
I hope so.
He'll probably be the first president to be impeached, or he'll probably resign.
Yeah, we hope so. All right.
And y'all overthought this President's Day thing yesterday. I was just happy to have a day off. I didn't care who day it was.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, bad night, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. Also, we're taking your calls if you feel blessed. Maybe you're not mad. Maybe you feel a little blessed. Maybe you had a great weekend. Maybe it was your birthday. Maybe you had a child. Whatever it may
be. Maybe you're 2 days pregnant from that NBA player you wanted to get pregnant from and don't even know it yet.
That could be a positive. 800-585-1051. You can tell them why you're blessed as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Detroit the truck driver.
Hey, Detroit the truck driver. Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad. I received a letter from Michigan driver responsibility fee yesterday saying I owe them $609, and I didn't even file my damn taxes yet.
Well, you better pay what you owe. That might be from another year anyway.
No, man, it was from this year. I got, like, three speeding tickets.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you better pay those. That affects your
work. I'm going to give me a damn Prius, man, like Big Sean, man.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Nothing wrong with a Prius, man. You can flex and style.
My dad wanted a Prius.
That's frugal flexing.
Hello, who's this?
It's Ari from Orlando.
Hey, Ari, tell them why you mad.
Because the power went out at 4 o'clock this morning at my job, and we had people to take care of, and my job needed to do better.
What, you run an old folks home or something?
No, I take care of this mentally ill.
Oh, okay. Same field, kind of.
Yeah.
So when's the power coming back?
You're a social worker.
Yeah, I'm trying to be socially with it because they doing the most at my job.
So what happened when the lights go off, all the mentally ill kids start screaming and all kind of stuff?
No power, no AC probably.
No power, no AC, can't get the meds together. Mm. It's hard to get them, you know, just get them together and get the day started.
Y'all ain't got no generator?
Huh?
Y'all ain't got no generator?
Y'all should have a generator.
No, I don't know what's going on because we the only house that had no power this morning, so I don't know.
Oh, if y'all the only house, that means y'all ain't pay your bill.
No, they ain't pay the bill.
Oh, Lord have mercy. They don't care about them people in there.
Not at all. Hello, who's this?
Hazardous, H-A-Z-E-D-U-S, Hazardous.
All right, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because this battle chick stole my rap lines. Like, you know, Because I don't rap, I don't battle. I just, like, do music. And then, like, when she's battling, she, like, used the line that I use. Everybody's like, yo, calm down, but that hurts.
What line they use from you, my lesbian
friend?
Let me
hear you spit that.
All right, I said, in my line, I said, if you're getting dope, best keep it low, and that's no debate. They will come, thick, big pun, you'll die overweight. You know what I mean? It's a double entendre.
Got you, my lesbian friend.
That's a girl.
Yeah, yeah. So she uses like, yeah. You know, if you get money, best keep it in secrecy, you know, because you'll die overweight. That's obesity. It's still my line. I don't care how you switch it up. It's still my line. She's trying to finesse it. You know what I mean? That just
So what's the point, my lesbian friend?
That's a girl.
My point is, it's big fish take your fish on some things. Here. You, know, you can't just be out here stealing
fish.
My
See, this
line.
Is the thing about fish. Fish is to be eaten.
That's true. I don't know what you're talking about, man. Ain't no Pisces.
Oh, you eat fish. Don't act like you don't eat fish.
I eat my girl, bro. Don't worry about
same,
that.
I said fish.
Oh, that's a girl.
He ain't fish, bro. You eat fish, too. I hear you be eating and all that.
We eat fish. Talk and make rap ballads.
Don't come at me, Charlamagne.
That's right. Don't come at her.
Have a blessed day, young M.A.
Homie want to spit. Spit a little, homie.
She just spit.
I said, yeah, I want to spit.
Go.
I said, listen, people, you ain't no gangster. You never load and bust. You ain't never been broke or ever rode the bus. How the hell you call yourself a hustler? Never sold the drug. Fiends call me when they need that work like I'm loaded Lux. Y'all ain't never been locked to your folks and cuffs.
Slow down, Ma. Your tongue moving too fast. Slow down. We need a little rhythm.
I thought I only got 1 minute. You know what I mean?
Slow your tongue down, Ma.
Speed it up.
All right.
Slow your tongue down, Ma.
Well, thank you for calling, Mama.
All right.
You keep that tongue spitting. You stupid. Tell her why you mad. 805-851-051. Matter of fact, when we come back, tell us why you're blessed. If you're blessed, you feel good. It's your birthday. You had a great weekend. Call us up. Spread some good positivity. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, hi, this is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, tell them why you blessed this morning.
I am blessed because I was blessed with a beautiful grandson on Sunday.
Oh, congratulations. Nice.
Thank you. He is my fifth grandchild, fifth? But still.
How old are you, Dawn? You sound like you're about 30.
I'm going to give her early 50s.
Well, thank you. I'm 46.
Woo, you one of them young grandmas.
And just like Lauren Hill just had a grandchild, too, over the weekend, and she's 41.
Wow.
Who was that?
Lauren Hill.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, remember her son, right. Zion, that you wrote Zion about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He just had a baby.
Well.
Technically, that is grandchild age, though.
What, 46?
Yeah, and you get in your 40s? Absolutely.
No, that means her daughter, her son got to be like 22.
Okay.
Exactly. He is exactly
22.
Okay. 22 ain't young, though.
No, I'm saying kind of that's still young.
That's kind of young to have a child.
It's kind of not. That's
it's
you're
fine,
out of college.
But it's still young.
You probably got a job. Okay.
He does. He's in college. He's at Full Sail University.
That's what I'm
in
saying.
Orlando,
he's
in Florida.
College. He's in college. He should have no kid in college.
So he should wait till he's 26?
No, wait till he graduates out of school.
Hey, listen, things happen. It is what it is.
Things happen. Okay, well, congratulations, Grandma.
46 is close to 50.
No, it ain't.
What you mean, no, it ain't?
It's 4 years.
Hey, your grandma was about 50 when you was that age, if you think about it.
Let me see.
Yeah.
No, my grandma's like 60.
Oh, okay.
Hello, who's this?
Yo.
All right, bro. Why you feeling blessed this morning?
Because,
whoa.
My dang, me and my mom was at the house. She got drunk, and we was arguing, and the next thing you know, she fell, hit her head, and I tried to call the ambulance for help, and they wouldn't help. They left me. And then the next thing you know, they called the cops on me. And then the cops arrested me for trying to get the ambulance for my mother. So I'm blessed because everything's okay. They didn't give me no felonies. My mom's okay. So I guess I'm blessed.
Okay.
That's how you look at it. Yeah. I mean, that's a good...
that's crazy, ain't it?
I like a person who can be optimistic and see the good side of a story.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
All right.
That's
thank you,
crazy.
Man. I guess that's the reason to feel blessed. Okay. All right. Well, call us up at any time, 800-585-1051, if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity to the world. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll talk about Big Sean. Now, there was video footage of him getting slapped at one of his own record signings, and he explains what happened.
Yeah, somebody told me to give Sean Donkey of the Day. I'm like, y'all really don't understand this life thing, huh?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what he had to say in response to that. Also, if you're on the edge of your seat for this Soulja Boy and Chris Brown fight, we'll have an update for you about that.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Riri, when needed me, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's
happy
get to the
Happy
late
birthday to Riri, by the way.
Yeah, yesterday was Riri's birthday.
Drop on the clues bombs for Rihanna, damn it.
Now let's get
would
to the
would love to be her weed deal on her birthday.
She ain't buying it. I'm sure people are buying it for her.
I think she probably just buys it.
Rihanna probably
care.
Still buys her own weed. Mm-hmm. She's still down there.
She probably buys it for everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Big Sean.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, I saw the headline over the weekend. Big Sean gets slapped at his album signing. This happened in Queens, New York. He was doing an in-store signing for his I Decided album. The physical copies came out, and that's when, according to TMZ, a fan walked up to him and slapped him, and that's when security stepped in. They actually have video. Here's how it went down.
Everybody out right now, guys. Out.
Big Sean, you good?
Let's go.
Yo, Big Sean,
everybody out.
Tell Jay-Z what's up.
Now, there's people out there that was telling me to give Big Sean Donkey a day for being worth millions and allowing himself to get slapped. Y'all sound like complete idiots.
The guy said Birdman sent me.
Exactly. Clearly, sometimes your success takes a shot at you. Yeah, a man can slap you, but what happens after that slap? Okay?
Right, he got ducked out like he should have.
Regardless of who you are, no matter what position of life you're in, a person can slap you, but what happens after that slap?
He was
doing
a
sign. Well, Big Sean responded on his Twitter. He said, look, I never comment on this type of ish, but they can't do me dirty and say a fan smacked me or no ish like that. Some guy waited in line in the cold since 10 a.m., bought my CD. When I signed his CD and shook his hand, he tried to hit me off guard. The dude was released from a mental hospital last week, has a long record of mental illness, and was off his meds, very serious issue. He claims he wrote songs for Michael Jackson, Jay-Z, and was with Birdman. I'm hoping he's getting the proper treatment he needs. I wanted to keep the signing going, but the store shut it down. Sorry it got ruined for the rest of the real fans.
And it's guys like that that make it bad for everybody else.
Absolutely.
The next time you see Big Sean and he's standoffish or he got people with him that won't let you get close to him, it's because of that situation right there.
Absolutely right.
And you can't do nothing but respect him.
And he did nothing wrong. He was out there signing autographs for the fans. Yep. He did nothing wrong.
Tried to be nice to y'all. Tried to talk to y'all N-words after 5 p.m., but look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what time it was.
I know, but I don't talk to N-words of any race after 5 p.m.
All right, now Fab had posted on Instagram over the weekend. I guess him and his mom had a falling out, and it was her birthday. So he put a picture of his mom. He said, we hit a bump in the road at the end of 2016, some miscommunication and disagreements, but I love you no less. This was the first year in my life I wasn't with you or spoke to you on New Year's Eve, and that hurt me. But sometimes you got to let wounds heal so we can look at the scars later as all we've been through. Mommy, you made me who I am, good or bad. I love you for everything you've done for me and every sacrifice you've made for me. I admire and honor you every day, even from afar. Your birthday is on Valentine's Day, and it's so fitting to me because you are my heart. So he did a whole post a couple of days ago and called his mom his Valentine for life.
You got to make it right with mom.
Right, mm-hmm. And he said, I'm sure you've forgiven or accepted people who don't have as deep a bond, so even if you have to love them from afar for a minute, never stop loving your family. So he wanted to share it for people who are going through tough times with their parents. He said he just wanted to fix whatever was broken. There's always a way to do that for people who are responsible for your existence.
You got to love the vagina from which you came. You got to make that right.
All right, now, Envy, you have walked out the room, but Charlamagne and I were talking about the top 10 highest paid NBA players for 2016. And I want to see if you know who is in the top of this list.
I think LeBron's at the top of the list.
Oh, yes, LeBron's number one. He made $86 million in salary from the NBA.
I think Melo might be up there.
Nope.
Melo's not up there?
Well, he's at number eight.
Number eight, yeah, he's top 10.
All right, so see if you can figure out who else is on this list. Who's number two?
Well, who else have big contracts?
Think about who's the best players.
No, it's not the best players because Curry's not making that money yet.
Yes, well, he's number three on the list.
Is this NBA or is this all
NBA?
Their money?
Oh, just NBA.
Curry.
Kevin Durant, number two.
Kevin Durant, of course, he took that paper.
Who's number four after Steph Curry?
I don't know. Who's number four?
James Harden.
James Harden, yes.
Number
absolutely.
Five is Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, you can really, really just really look at the skill set of the players right now. And get your top five.
Isaiah Thomas is not there, right?
Not yet.
No, number six is Dwayne Wade. Number seven is Derrick Rose. Number eight is Carmelo. Number nine is Chris Paul. And number 10 is Kyrie Irving.
The Knicks are getting robbed.
Yeah, they got
Derrick Rose is top 10. Melo still deserves his money for the most part. But Derrick Rose?
Derrick Rose balls. He balls out.
He ain't no Melo. He ain't no All-Star.
All right, well.
Stop
Derrick Rose is All-Star.
Derrick Rose should not be top 10. No, he's not. All-Star.
Derrick Rose is an All-Star.
What country do you live in? What world do you live in where Derrick Rose is an All-Star in 2017? No.
He's still balling out, though.
No, bro. No.
All right, Soulja Boy and Chris Brown, if you guys are waiting for that fight, Soulja Boy tweeted that Chris Brown is scared of him, and he said, I can't believe this, and we're scared to fight me. Sign the contract. Bitch ass, and we're set up the boxing match. I caught two fades in the street since this whole beef-ish, and I won both fights. I guess Chris must have heard and got scared. Come on, boy. He said, N-word talked all that. It's just to back down and not sign the paperwork. Not about that life. No action. Don't want to hear about this ever.
He wants action, boy.
Right. So he said, obviously, he don't want to fight. I'm going to leave him alone. Beef over. Just tell him, don't call my phone over, girl. That was the second time. So
they did all that huffing and puffing at each other for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
All that Instagramming and Snapchatting for nothing?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.
Fix it if you're ready, baby.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Miss Keisha Cole.
I am.
Good morning,
how you
Keisha.
Doing? How you guys
so doing?
You're
so nice.
So do you. Thank you.
You do. You look beautiful.
Thank
all
you.
Early in the morning.
That's too.
Now, what made you sign the Epic? Because you was independent for a little moment, right?
Yeah.
What made you want to say after independence and go?
It was just a little work. It was more work than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to become a little bit difficult moving alone like that. But I called Doug Morris. He was on my mind for a couple months, and I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I called him just to say what's up and everything, and he was like, are you signing? You still signing Interscope? Nope. You know, that's been on for a little while, but I've been independent. He was like, well, what do you need anything? What can we do? I was like, well, I don't know, because I'm trying to be independent. So we're just, you know, he said, well, let's have a meeting with L.A. Reid, and we'll see what, you know, where it goes from there.
Mm.
And that's pretty much what happened. I mean, I already had a bunch of music recorded, so.
I feel like they pushed the button immediately. Like, I see you getting all these, like, mainstream TV looks.
Wow, right?
Kimmel, The Real.
Okay. A lot of things I probably couldn't have did on my own.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's great. That's great.
I feel you on that, though, because a lot of people always be like, oh, why are you signed to a label? Why don't you stay independent? But it is true that it's hard being independent. Like, you have to have, like, the whole right team of people around you.
Yeah, God
somebody
bless
to do
Chance.
Marketing, somebody to do, you know, distribution.
God bless Chance.
Somebody to make sure
yeah.
this happens. So it is not easy, like, to get, and especially to get the right team.
Yeah.
Because you have to stay on them, and it's hard to concentrate on being an artist.
Yeah, we pretty much got the album done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done, you know.
Okay.
I probably got ad-libs and backgrounds for like two more songs, but then we're gonna wrap it up.
What is the hardest part though? Because you said shout out to Chance, like he seemed like he doing it right.
Yeah, but it's no telling how long he's been doing it.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a blessing to be able to just go that route and just have your fans and just be cool and content with what you have, and then you know to blow up like that and then win a Grammy. Oh my God!
Right. No, that is
yeah.
amazing. And you have the new single out, You, featuring Remy Ma and French Montana. Remy
Absolutely.
Ma was up here talking about the new song as well.
When oh, she dope. Was up here yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, y'all been friends forever, though.
I know, right? Sheesh.
How did you hold it down when she was locked up?
She's grown up so much. I mean, I'm so proud of her. Mm-hmm. I'm just proud of everything she's becoming.
How did y'all become so close to begin with?
You know what? I think through maybe stylists. I can't remember. We're going to have to sit there and ponder that together because okay. I really don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember us being real close and just being heck of cool. So, yeah.
Did you go visit her in jail and stuff like that?
I didn't get to visit her, no.
Just wrote her and answered her calls?
Well, definitely answered her calls. Sheesh.
Now, I told you, and I saw you the other day, there was a rumor that you were going to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Right.
So, explain where this came from. Was this ever a... something you contemplated? Is it happening?
Well, I mean, Mona reached out to me a few times and reached out to Remy and reached out to my management and was just asking if I would be willing to do it. And I'm just like, I mean, I think it's a great platform for artists, you know, if you do it right. And I wouldn't want to be in all of, you know, like the crazy stuff and all that. So, but she was just, you know, we shot some numbers around and I told her what it would take for me to be on the show. And she said she would think, you know, she would go try to get back to them because it was like, you know, a number obviously that
it wasn't that 1500 that a lot of them get.
I read a million on Media Takeout, I think.
It was a little more than that.
No. 1.5 maybe. 1.5 and that Boobie would get a million. It said something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Boobie supposed to be on it too?
I didn't know.
That's what it
said.
I mean,
awesome.
Listen, I didn't know how to, but it said Keisha Cole was going to get 1.5 and he was supposed to get a million.
Wow, you're going to have to take a little lower than that. I'm going to need like 500 of that. But it's all good. I mean, that would be awesome. You know?
Either take the cut here or let me get the child support. One of the two, right?
Facts. definitely gonna need to. He wouldn't mind. He'd give it to me.
Right.
So she coming back with the right number?
You know what? I just after that, all that stuff got thrown out. I just didn't like the energy of it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, I'm cool. I don't even. I'm all right.
Why is she still trying to have you and Boobie as the package deal though?
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's
you
really
know what
interesting.
Though? Now that you explain it to me, because I just thought just you and Boobie. I didn't think about you on there with Remy because I like to see Remy and Papoose on
there. And my stylist is on there. Zell.
Right.
Zell's going to be there. So
that's not as bad as I was like, man, don't do that. But now that I think about it, that wouldn't be.
I do have a couple friends there.
Right.
Yeah.
It would have been real.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Do you want to share that space with your ex, though?
He would be a part of anything that I do because we're co-parenting. DJs, I would love to show that. I mean, we have a great relationship, you know?
That's good. Yeah. It took some time to get to that great relationship with each other, though.
Yeah, of course. I hated him at first, but I mean, it's good to... I would always make sure that he get looked out for, period, you know?
Because even when you hated him, you still said he's good at music. You even still were championing, like, okay.
He's all right at music.
Thank you. Lord
you said
have mercy.
Good before, yeah, though. Yeah,
yeah. Okay,
like,
well, he's good. I mean, okay. I don't know. You know, it's like... You know, whatever he wants to do, it's cool. Like, you know.
I told him when he was head on, don't quit the NBA for music.
Not for music.
No, man.
Not for the hoes, bro.
No. is it difficult to be a co-parent and, like, nothing else?
No. It's better. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because he's a great father. I mean, he really is. I couldn't have picked a better father for DJ because he's always on it. You know, he's always with them, working with them on school, sports. He's great.
I saw you posted you want a little girl now, too.
I would love a little girl.
So with that, if you wanted to do that, because I know you guys aren't together and everything, would you say, well, I'd rather at least have it so...
That he has the same father?
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I don't know yet. Right. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that point, honestly.
You wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule it out, but I would rather have someone that I'm married to and raising a family with mm-hmm. there, and you know?
When it comes to kids, it's like, stick to what works. Like, you already got a good one. So just breed another one.
Yeah.
The same person. Like, why risk it?
Your logic's crazy.
and little Daniel looks just like you.
Depends who he's standing next to.
Now, did you ever feel like you had to, like, sacrifice your career, so to speak, to be a mother or to even be a wife?
Of course. For a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But that's all over because we're co-parenting together. Gibbs helping along this process, along with the nanny, and I got a lot of work to do. I have to make up for the time lost.
All right, we got more with Keisha Cole when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Keisha Cole's in the building. Charlamagne?
Have you taken some time for yourself, though? Like, just some personal Keisha Cole time?
I don't have time for that yet.
You know?
Little man, I gotta secure this bag.
Don't you think it makes the music better though? Like when you get more in touch with yourself and you, I guess, figure some things out.
Well, ultimately, I don't have a lot of friends, so
mm-hmm.
I got time.
Mm-hmm.
I got time, but I haven't taken a vacation in forever.
Why is it that you don't have a lot of friends?
I just take the word really seriously, and everybody that's my friend, it has to be a real friendship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like the Hollywood fake. We don't talk. You know, that's not a friend.
I feel like you don't like being hurt, so you don't like to let people in because you don't want to be let down.
Correct. This is a problem. I was just saying that to her yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like you just have to put people in different categories because I have friends that, like, we cool, but I don't tell them my business or anything like that.
Yeah, they can't
that.
Let you down when you know what they're about.
Right.
But then I have people that I'm so close with that whenever something happens,
but
I
then
know.
What about... being, like, upset about certain things. Like, you know what I don't like. Why would you do that? Like, you know
that
what I'm saying?
That is true. Some people are just
right.
Yeah.
So I prefer not to be a friend with everyone.
But no friendship's perfect either. Sometimes, you know.
We can work through it.
Right.
If you know what I like and I know what you like and you don't like and the same here, then there's certain things that we shouldn't do to each other to hurt one another if we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we just cool and we associates and you fake, it's like, all right, cool. You fake. I ain't got your number. I don't really plan on talking to you. Mm-hmm. So it's good. And even then, I still be like, don't talk to me. So I don't know.
That's why you and Remy's dynamic is so interesting. Because
yeah.
Remy is the same way.
Exactly.
Like we see what happens when Remy's friends, you know.
Right.
Yes.
Charlamagne, exactly. Come on
now. Yeah. Right, but we know that.
It's true. It's true. It's true. We take friendship very seriously. Don't be around me, like, doing all that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now, you told a wrap-up you done with the love thing for now. Like, why'd you give up on love, Keish?
I didn't give up. I just feel like in this business, it's going to be very hard to find someone that's going to, because ego and perception of who they are and all of that kind of stuff is just, to me, a bunch of bull.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you really know who the real person is and they were like, well, you know, I can't do this because of this and, you know, I want people to be thinking, it's like...
Basically, when you want to take an Instagram picture and post it and say, with Bay, and they like, no.
Not even that. Not even that, because most of the time people do want to take Bay pics.
Oh, they love it.
Anything.
Even if it's not Bay, they want to take a picture with you and post it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to talk when we put this picture up.
And I'll be like, no. That's okay. No.
Why I got to be an industry dude, though? Like, why you just can't do it?
Because, like, we were talking about this, too. It's like, who am I around? Who do I meet? Who's always, and you know, like I meet nobody really, but people in this industry.
It's regular people, like the delivery dude who might bring you food, might be a great guy.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Paris told me to say this because there was this cute dude at McDonald's that worked at McDonald's, and I was like, he is hecka cute. And she was like, Fred, we need to get you a date, Fred.
No, you might have made her miss her blessing, Paris. That might have been the man.
And the dude was like, oh my, he was like, I knew when I met you was going to like me. Oh, I know your
the
type.
The guy at McDonald's.
I know your type.
Wow.
He was cute, though. I like me a chocolate guy, you know. I love chocolate.
Why you ain't give him a chance?
I love fries.
That man might have treated
fries.
You like the queen
too.
That you are. Like, women can't be so superficial when it comes to stuff.
No,
like
it's
that,
not.
Man.
But you know what?
You got to take account too, though. If you like somebody like me, with you know, out there in public eye, you know, making money, you know, so it's kind of hard as a man to have somebody like that. Like they say, it's not going to be hard. Oh yeah, I could make sure that you straight. I'm going to make sure you happy and all this and that. And then you see me pull it up. I got the jewelry. I got the diamonds. I got the car.
Keisha.
I got the house.
Yeah, yesterday they was like, did you see her jewelry?
I'm saying, men feel a way about that. Your ego.
He's a grown ass man that work at McDonald's. He ain't got no ego.
No, Keisha. But tell him the story that you told us yesterday about the guy.
I didn't think about that. And he was happy.
Yes.
No. But tell him about the guy that you used to date and why you stopped dating him and sent him back home on the plane.
Okay. I was seeing this guy and he came to New York with me and she had brought up that she seen him inside of the a studio we was recording and I was like, yeah, well me and him, Manny, I went to go Bathing Ape. We went to Bathing Ape. That's when it was popular. And he asked me for a pair of shoes. Like they was expensive. You know what I'm saying? I bought him the shoes but I sent them on the plane after that. I was like, take the shoes and go home. Like I can't this doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you ask me that? Like, am I, you a pimp? What's going
Who
on?
Who was he? Like, did he have money?
He was a regular guy.
Regular guy.
By the way, they always say never let a woman buy you a pair of shoes because walk out of your life. So that's what you did.
He bought him some wings, too.
So was that like a partner gift?
Out of there. Immediately.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all already have sex first?
That was like her boyfriend.
No, it wasn't my boyfriend. Wasn't? Don't do that.
I thought it was.
I mean, it's pictures out there.
So you started doing charity?
You just told her that she should date
I did
guys
like him.
That she...
He was chocolate. He was chocolate. Yeah, nice, you know, white teeth. I love that. She's awesome. and a nice smile and all that. So I was like, you know, okay, this could be, it could be, you know.
Why didn't you just say no?
It just turned me off. It just, yeah. I don't think, that's why I don't ask, like, nobody for nothing. Like, I don't really, because I think it's, like, kind of a turnoff. Even for a woman to ask a man, like, if a man wants to do something for you, he's going to do something for you.
He watching this and I'm like, damn, that's why she ain't called me back. Because he thought he was the man when he got on that plane.
Yo, he got some new
texting
sneakers,
his boys, y'all, man, Keisha, buy me some shoes.
I wasn't really popping back then like that, though.
Oh, this was early,
I had
early
just
on.
Got on. Like, I was just, like, maybe I changed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to
be over. Yeah, it was super early in her career.
Yeah.
But I feel like now you wouldn't bring a guy with you, like, that you were dating to go places and do stuff with you. Like,
I mean, I want a best friend. So right, ultimately, definitely I would, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call the McDonald's and get the young man on the phone. You might can make that man the next Calvin for all you know. You might be the upgrade he needs to upgrade his life.
It's possible.
What's your DMs look like?
I don't know.
You don't look at them?
No. We don't do those. Mm-mm.
But I mean, it could be somebody that you know.
But if somebody
that
I'm following.
Met, right, somebody that you're following and you know them casually and maybe they DM you and say.
Yeah, if somebody I'm following, I can see the DM right away, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you consider if somebody was like, hey, you know, I saw your interview on The Breakfast Club.
With the eggplant emoji and a waving hand.
Oh, my God.
I'm chocolate with nice teeth.
I'm chocolate.
I have a nice smile.
Your friends don't try to hook you up with people?
Like, no.
Really?
No. Like, no. And that's crazy.
So
But Rem and Pap said that they were going to hook me up with somebody.
So Valentine's was kind of like, how'd you spend Valentine's?
I watch scary movies.
Oh, I love scary movies. Mm-hmm.
It don't get no lonelier than that, Keith. Because I'm serious. Valentine's Day, you sitting around watching scary movies, you get scared, you want somebody to hold, nobody there.
Nobody called.
God.
Nobody calls you on Valentine's Day?
No. My son, he said he bought me chocolates.
Oh, that's sweet.
Boo Bear, you sent a balloon?
No, I don't want a balloon from Daniel. Thank you,
Jesus Christ.
All right, we got more with Keisha Cole when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into a Keisha Cole mini mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It was a Keisha Cole mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Keisha Cole's in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, in your interview with Nicole, bitch, you said dating won't work for you in this generation because you're not stupid enough.
I'm just not stupid enough.
Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Somebody posted something that said, when you're smart enough to know what's going on, but you play dumb. And I'm not emotionally prepared to play dumb.
Some people say ignorance is bliss. That's kind of what that is. Like, I don't want to know if somebody's doing. Some people say that.
I'm just not there.
Right.
When you say play dumb, does that mean, like, you have to act like you don't know what's going on?
No emotions.
No emotions, okay.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what I see. Mm-hmm. I see guys that really like females that don't react to anything. You know what I'm saying? It's more smooth. You know, the surroundings, everybody, she could deal with her. And you know.
That's true, because I do know this guy. He has this side piece for like 15 years. Right?
Oh, man, she's amazing. She need a medal.
15 years. He said he's never seen her cry one time.
You can't cry when you know what it is.
Is she a man?
Listen, and it's crazy, because he said that, like, he calls his wife in front of her.
You're only going to cry when you think it's something else, and then you, like...
You can still have emotions.
Emotions. I got a song on the album called Emotions. I don't know if I'm putting it on there because I got so many great songs.
I feel like I saw you singing that on Instagram Live.
Maybe, yep.
Yeah, I
Emotions,
sure did.
Stop taking. Like, I stopped using them with Gibb. That was the beautiful thing. When I stopped having...
That's not a beautiful
emotion.
Thing.
Yes, it is.
Not have emotions?
For Gibb, yeah.
Oh, okay. For him.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
When you say stop having emotions for somebody, what do you mean? Because you care about him, I'm sure.
Love him to death. Wouldn't want anything to happen to my child's father at all. It's always going to be family, regardless. But having emotions for somebody that you know, like you said, what he's going to do, mm-hmm. what is his typical thing that he does all the time that pisses me off, mm-hmm. and that's the same thing. Same thing over and over.
But we always hear rumors of Keisha Cole flipping out. You said you egg Bow Wow's car?
Right.
And you said that wasn't you, so.
No, absolutely not. Show the tape. Let me see. I would love to see.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he said he had a tape, so that was awesome.
But he never put it out?
Never. Mm-hmm. Never sent it to me personally.
He didn't say it was you, though, did he?
I don't know what he said. This
he just
is what
said,
I'm keep
shorty,
hearing it.
Egg my car or something like that. But
that's what everybody keep asking me. Right. And I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. I haven't spoken to him at all, so. Mm-hmm. I haven't asked him, like, did you say that was me? Like.
Okay. And you are from Oakland now. It's not like you won't cut somebody.
I have a child. I don't want to cut anyone. But, yeah, because I don't want... Trust me, that's right. Bad to lose your child because you're in jail over some stupidity.
Right.
But I definitely will go in, you know, depending on... But I'd rather go in his face. Like, I don't want to do no... throwing, but I want to see you and see what's up with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even my fake, like, I'm cool until I get next to you. To see what's up, like, in your face. Like, I want to know. I got questions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Do you press the side chick? Like, I got a homegirl who says she beats up side chicks.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Because she says she feels like they know, they should know better as a woman than to mess with a married man or a man in a relationship.
But sometimes men lie to the side chick, and you don't know what they're telling them. Like, they're like, oh, we're not really together.
It's your guy fault. You need to check yourself, and you need to check your guy. Like, if I keep going through the same thing with you over and over again and I'm not stepping outside of the situation and I know how far I can go when you piss me off, then it makes no sense. Then I deserve to either get my repercussions, be in jail or whatever, because I'm doing too much at that point. You know what I'm saying? So it's smarter for me to get out of the situation.
So how much of this is on the album? Like, how much of this Keisha Cole, what went on with my past relationships, how I feel about love, not having emotions from my ex, trying to find the right guy, but I can't. How much of this is on the
A home? Best friend. I got a song called Best Friend, what I'm looking for in a man, because I had to ask myself that. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, what do you want? What are you looking for? And that's a best friend. Like, when I think about my friends, you know, like Remy, you know, Paris, Lizelle, Marquisha, my cousin, like, we just won't do certain things to each other to hurt each other, mm-hmm. to that point. And I mean, I know sexually is an involved factor, but at the same time, it's certain things that you just shouldn't do, right. To somebody that you love. Mm-hmm. Now, that's how I feel.
It's going to be hard, though, because you don't let people in. So how do you, because, you know, people like Paris and Remy, y'all got time.
But it shouldn't be easy. Like,
you know what? That's what this guy told me, actually. He told me that. He was like, God is going to give you what you're looking for. And I have a crush on him. God is going to give you what you're looking for, but it all takes time. So I'm okay with that.
And let's be clear, Remy and Papoose weren't like that from the beginning.
Facts.
Like, Remy told me
whole
story.
But she wouldn't even tell me about him for a long time. I'm like, who are you
dating?
You
know how I found out Remy was dating Papoose? He was in her top 8 on MySpace. And he was number 1 in her top 8 way back then. And she still wouldn't admit it back then.
Me either.
You know
she
how I found out Remy was dating Papoose? I had booked Remy to do a party in Columbia. No, in Summerton, South Carolina in like 2007. And I had to get her a hotel room to catch the flight from New York. And somebody from the hotel was like, hey, I just want you to know Papoose is staying here.
Getting it in, friend.
But even they didn't start off like that. So it's not right. That you automatically.
That's cool. I have a guy that I've been talking to literally for about three years. We have the same birthday. And I've been talking to him for about 3 years and haven't even seen him yet.
Wait a minute. You got a pen pal?
Y'all have FaceTime though? Like, you know,
I was following him. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
FaceTime. But I haven't physically seen him.
Do you want to see him?
Yeah, of course. I would love to meet him.
You're not getting catfish. You gonna fool around and Nev and Max gonna be Neve and Max gonna be at your door. How you know you're not getting
catfish?
That
would be hilarious. No, I know. My dad knows him.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, your dad knows him.
Mm-hmm.
How's that relationship going?
It's awesome.
I mean, this is kind of like a crazy question, but how much does your father mean to you? Like, because you lived so long without him, did you realize what you were missing something? Or?
No, I didn't. The thought process that I've been going through lately, I believe it comes from meeting him and having a biological father.
Mm. Did you feel like you automatically loved him when you saw him?
Before I even knew he was my father, I loved him. Mm-hmm. I knew he was my father.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Are you back closer with your sisters? And
you know, with the nephew thing, it's going to take a little time.
It's a work in progress.
It's going to take a little time for me to really feel like there's a change and we could grow and really, you know, become real sisters again.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you willing to give that time, Keish?
Been giving it. It's time, though. It's like, hold on. Give me a little time. All right, cool. How you doing? Okay. You know, and then she'll do something that reminds me of something that she did in the past, and I'll just be like, ooh, girl, right. Give me some time. Girl, give me some time.
Now, this man you have a crush on, do you have a song about him on the album?
No.
Does he know you have a crush on him?
Yeah. Ooh.
This better not be the guy you asked to go to the movies.
No.
Okay.
No.
You asked somebody to go to the movies?
Mm-hmm.
What movie?
I asked a few people, actually.
Oh, okay.
Did they say yes?
So please don't tell him the response.
No, I need to know these things. How does someone understand what's going on here in your life, Keish? You're beautiful. Like, what is the problem?
No, people be busy and I be busy, but, you know.
The movies? I can take an hour and a half.
He doesn't live in L.A. either, so it's kind of.
He said, pull up on me.
And it's not Bird, so don't. Please don't.
Oh, no, I didn't say it was.
I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, oh, he got the Bugatti? Why you got such a disgusting look? Yeah,
that's exactly where he was sitting too, right where you're sitting when he was on the Breakfast Club.
All three of y'all.
It's Keisha Cole, ladies and gentlemen. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are The Breakfast Club.
We gotta stop playing that slow song in the morning, I'm telling you, man.
I was knocked out a little
people
bit.
People riding to work with their windshield wipers gone, it's not even raining. That's how that record make me feel.
No.
Listen, we just interviewed Keisha Cole. Shout out to her for stopping through. A lot of guys are on my timeline asking to be hooked up with Keisha Cole.
Yes, Keisha need to give a regular man a chance. She probably missed her blessing with that guy at McDonald's.
Pull up on Keisha.
Talk about the guy. Talk about people be having too much ego to date her. You don't got no ego when you growing and working McDonald's. That's the kind of man you want. Man with no pride about himself.
He said he might ask her to buy some shoes.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. But keeping it real goes wrong.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, so you guys remember the openly gay boxer, Yousef Mack. He came out after there was a gay adult film that he was in. He first said that he made that film, but he doesn't remember anything from that night. He woke up on the train with $4,500, no idea where he had been, but the tape had him having sex with two men. And then he ended up having to admit that, yes, he was gay, and he issued a public apology. And he was actually engaged at the time and has 10 children. So he had to tell his fiance that he was completely aware and fully conscious when he made that gay porn. Well, this very same man, Yousef Mack, actually just recently beat somebody bloody in the middle of the barbershop. Apparently, Hector Echevarria had been repeatedly making homophobic comments about him online, just trolling him, harassing him. So Yousef Mack pulled up to the barbershop, LA Clippers in Philly, hit him first on the head. He was getting his hair washed in the sink at the time that Yousef Mack pulled up and basically beat him up. They said it took about 30 seconds for this entire fight, but he did that because he couldn't take the trolling anymore online and all the homophobic comments. Well, even after Hector got beat up by Yousef Mack, he still went online afterward and said that he would rather have that on film than getting a D up his A.
Yeah.
That's a trick question.
He hasn't stopped.
What do you mean, trick question? What would you prefer then?
No, I'm just saying, after you just got beat up,
yeah,
and then somebody tells you, I'd rather get beat up than have a D up my butt. But you're looking at the guy and he's all swollen and bloody. You're like,
no, he said that online. He didn't say
it. Said it online.
He said it to the guy's face.
After he got beat up, he went online and still was talking crazy. Yousef Mack even grabbed
a tough decision,
a jar of the tools from the barber and smashed them over Hector's head and everything.
Which one?
Y'all acting
prefer?
Like that's an easy choice though.
Get beat up or get a
get beat up.
Right.
Or get a D up your butt.
I'd rather get beat up.
You say that now.
How do you know?
You say that now. Have you ever had a D up your butt?
No.
So how can you even determine that?
I'll pass.
Exactly. How can you just come to that conclusion?
I'll pass.
Have you ever been beat up?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't know what the other feels like.
Let me tell you something. If somebody out there right now that has had a D up their butt and got beat up, and they're thinking, I take the pleasure over the pain any day, okay?
But you ain't answered the question, though.
He said it's a hard decision for him.
I don't know. I've never had a D up my butt to really, really
come to a proper
answer.
I think for you guys, it probably depends on how the size of the D. Because
I'll pass.
If it's not that big, maybe it won't be too bad for you.
I'll probably get beat up.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Yeah, because my dad going to beat me up once he find out I put a D up my butt. So I might as well just go on and take one out.
I feel like your dad would be fine with that. All right, now let's talk about this.
He absolutely would not. My dad is a country-ass Negro from Mount Dakota, South Carolina. He would not. There's no way. I'm telling you he's not. Call him homophobic, call him what you want. I'm just telling you he would not be happy with that. Okay?
He should be happy if you're happy.
No. No, now I can hear him right now.
All right, now Drake just
offering me a Smirnoff Ice. Give him a Smirnoff Ice.
An interview with DJ Semtex on the OVO Sound radio show on Beats One. And in this interview that Drake did, he talks about a lot of different things. He addresses a lot because, you know, Drake hasn't been doing too many interviews lately. First, he talks about his relationship with Kanye and how confused he was over Kanye criticizing him.
I don't know. I think everybody has their own little things going on. You know, I'm not really sure what he's referring to half the time, you know, because in the same breath, I went from being like working on a project with him to him sort of like publicly on me and DJ Khaled for being on the radio too much. Mm-hmm. You know, I just distanced myself from it. Like, all right, you know, if that's what it is, I don't really even understand the point you're trying to make. But, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, I accept it. I don't respect it at all.
All right, he also talks about ghostwriting, of course, that has been such a topic with Drake since the whole beef with Meek Mill.
I never felt the urge to, like, have to defend myself, because if you ask about any of the biggest Drake records ever, I've done them all. Look. And if you ask about those Quentin Miller sessions, I was there. you know? I was working, you know? And we sit down and we talk about cadences and we talk about which lines to do and whatever, whatever. And that's just what a collaborative experience is. And if people are that naive and they think that that doesn't go on in music, then you're out of your mind.
Okay. He also talks about Meek Mill quite a bit and how things went left with Meek Mill because he feels like he did a lot for him in the beginning of his career.
Because I don't have real hatred for him. The key was like, first of all, my biggest focus the entire time was I cannot disrespect Nicki Minaj or use Nicki Minaj in any way other than to lift her up. I didn't go the route of calling him a bunch of terrible names. I just used wit and good writing, ironically enough. DJs have to take a hit when you're hosting a party because they can't play the biggest record of the night because you're standing there. Yeah. You know, it hurt, and I wanted it to hurt.
All right, here's some more of what Drake had to say about Meek Mill in this interview.
You know, I could take a lot of things, but man, you really tried to like, and you know how good I am at writing music, but you really tried to not only spin the entire narrative of my career, but like end my life and like take food from my family and like really try and like pretty much end it all. And you didn't even do it through music. You just talked or tweeted. Like, I respect revenge when it's warranted, and that was just warranted.
Well, could Drake and Meek Mill ever make up and be friends? Here's what Drake has to say.
You know, that's just not somebody that I ever really want to be friends with. You know, I think Jay-Z has a mutual respect for Nas. I just really don't have that level of respect for him because of his actions. So I'm not really looking to be friends or cordial. Like, with Meek, you know, I did a lot of things. Like, I put you on your first tour. I flew to Philly to shoot Amen video with you. I was always there. We were always supportive. And you just chose to flip. I can't predict what's going to happen in the future. But right now, like, nah, I'm good.
Well, there you have it. You should hear the whole thing. By the way, that was DJ
Sounds
Semtex
good.
Interviewing.
Shout out to Semtex. Good interview.
Drake. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. All right.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Oh, man. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, February 21st goes to Peter Guns, Bitch Dollars, and Cisco, collectively known as the Creep Squad. Now, if you don't watch Lies in Hip Hop New York on VH1, then you have no idea who the Creep Squad is, but it consists of Peter Guns, age 50 years old, Rich Dollars, age 45 years old, Cisco, age 38 years old, and DJ Self. Now, I'm going to leave DJ Self out of this donkey simply because I work with DJ Self here at Power 105.1 in New York, and I give him hell about the Creep Squad every time I see him. Okay, in fact, we should call Self in a second, but let's get back to the matter at hand. In the Bible, in the New Living Translation, 1 Corinthians 13:11, it says, "When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things." Guys, I don't know if anyone has told any of you. I don't know if this is the first time any of you are hearing this. But the Creep Squad is childish and corny as hell. And what makes it even cornier is the fact that you all take it so serious. It saddens me that you all care about the Creep Squad the way that you do. And last night on the reunion for Lies in Hip Hop New York, y'all stepped the corny up to another level. Now, for people who have no idea who the Creep Squad is, just keep in mind the audio you are about to hear is a 50-year-old, a 45-year-old, and a 38-year-old grown-ass man arguing about who started the Creep Squad. Let's hear it.
I came to these two guys with the idea of doing clothing. And that's another issue.
Okay.
You should have called me too, bro. You don't just call them
right.
two. I started that shit. You understand? The thing I'm super unclear about is 1, 2, 3. Everybody, all three of them say they started it.
Who started the Creep Squad?
All three
Let's
of them say
clear.
That.
I started
the
Creep
Squad. You see?
Nah, without Let's be clear.
No, hold on. Can you explain it for real?
Yo, Rich,
you started the Creep Squad?
I'm just trying to get some bread.
Who started the Creep Squad?
I made up.
Who started the Creep Squad? Who started the Creep Squad? Thank you.
All right,
hold
so
on,
wait a minute. Just
who
to be
made
clear.
Up the name Creep Squad?
Okay, so wait a minute.
Me.
You guys are kind of co-owners.
I have a headache.
For real, we're doing way too much.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the Creep Squad is
fun,
some
man.
Fun guys.
Right.
We're a crew. Now, with that being said, he was on the outs.
So
Cisco. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So now you don't make no Creep Squad decisions no more. You want the outs.
Well, who
gets
to say
decisions.
I'm on the outs?
Me.
You?
You don't get to tell me I'm on out of
well,
nothing. Huh? I did.
All right.
Don't talk that tough guy. We over here talking
don't
like
talk
gentlemen.
That tough
Let's
guy.
Keep
Who
it
is
gentlemen
you the tough
like.
Guy?
You talking about, oh, I did.
You said I can't.
Huh? Yo, Rich, don't make me go over there, Rich. I swear to God, Rich, if I come over there, Rich, I'm hooking off on you, my nigga. I'm telling you, don't play with me, Rich. We'll deal with it later, tough guy. You want to get tough because all security here. Because you've been ducking me for a long time, punk. Ducking you.
You're a duck. Quack, quack.
Bitch Dollars is the big homie of the Creep Squad. He'll jump you in, he'll jump you out, okay? Let's just keep in mind, three individuals who are a combined age of 133 years old arguing about who started the damn Creep Squad. Women, really? That's who you're choosing to give the vagina to and have babies by? Grown-ass adults who are in the Creep Squad? What comes with being a member of the Creep Squad? Do you get health insurance? Any benefits?
Mm-mm.
Can I get a 401k from being in the Creep Squad? I mean, when you're 50, 45, and 38, you have to ask yourself these kind of things. Let me give y'all an example, right? When I was a teenager, with Angela, and feel free to tell me how corny this was.
Okay.
When I was a teenager, I had a crew called the Infamous Buddha Heads.
The what?
We used to smoke weed all day, and we had nicknames based off marijuana.
The Buddha Heads?
Charlie Chronic, Matthew Marijuana.
Who are you?
I was Charlie Chronic.
Wow, your name's not even Charlie.
Bobby Buddha, okay? I know. That sounds extremely corny now, right?
Very
but in
corny.
My defense, I was a teenage boy. Okay, the Infamous Buddha Heads crew sounds like something teenage boys would do.
I don't like just Liddy like Leonard.
Shut up. Just like the Creep Squad sounds like something teenage boys would do. But when you're 50, 45, and 38 years old, you have to read 1 Corinthians 13:11 every day. And not just read it, actually execute and put away the childish things because you grown. Do you brothers know y'all got families, kids who look up to y'all? How can your kids hold their heads high and say with any type of pride that my father is in the Creep Squad? From one grown man, myself, to three other grown men who clearly can't accept the fact that they grown, go join a crew that's age appropriate. Join a motorcycle club. Or join that 3-on-3 league for the older basketball player that Ice Cube started. Start a crew of OGs that like to fish, hunt, find Bigfoot. Man, join the PTA. Do anything but be a member of the Creep Squad. Peter Guns is my guy, but he's 50. Do you know in 5 years he's eligible for free pancakes from IHOP?
Really?
You can't be a member of the Creep Squad when you're about to be eligible for free pancakes from IHOP. Let's think about this. When you're a man that's 50 and 45, the only reason your squad is creepy is because y'all the old men in the club preying on young girls. Old men in the club preying on young girls is always creepy. Okay, Cisco, you're not as old as Peter Guns and Bitch Dollars, but when you're standing with the old men in the club, people going to think one of three things. Either they think you're the son, the nephew, or just another old man who looks young. Either way, you corny by association. Okay, not to mention, I need you to know how creepy you look to people when you are 50 and 45 with Creep Squad t-shirts on in a club with a bunch of 20-somethings. You look like you need to have a sign in your yard. Okay? You look like you shouldn't be in 50 yards of a school. Look, man, I'm going to start this how I finished it. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Does anybody remember that scripture? Do I have to repeat it again? When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. And by childish things, I mean my Creep Squad t-shirts. Give the Creep Squad the smooth sounds and the hammer tones, please.
You are the donkey. Of the day, you are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
All right.
What was your squad, Envy?
Y'all grow up, man.
The Breakfast Club.
Y'all grow up. Creep Squad. Knock that monkey stuff up. You're embarrassing us. Answer the phone, see if that's self. That's self?
I don't know.
And just say hi. Just say hi and hang up if it's not self.
All right, hold on. So I think the intern has it on hold. Come on, intern. Oh, that wasn't self. Hang on.
That wasn't him?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, I guess the question is,
on a scale of 1 to Nick Cannon's raps, how corny is the Creep Squad?
How corny is the Creep Squad?
Do you care who the leader of the Creep Squad is?
800-585-1051. We're not going to do on the scale of Nick Cannon's raps. We'll just say...
You guys are so mean.
We're not going to do on a scale from 1.
No, on a scale of 1 to Nick Cannon's turbans, then.
No, we're not going to do that. Just how corny is the Creep Squad?
Come on, man. We got to give people a reality check, okay? All right?
I'm so upset
Self, you're lucky.
All right.
I want you to know that. You're lucky you're my guy.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm being very biased this morning on purpose.
And by the way, Nick Cannon's his guy, too, and he was about to do it on a scale of...
One to... The Syndicated Raps. All right, 800-585-1051. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Usher with Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. 800-585-1051. We're asking, do you care about the Creep Squad?
Do you care about the Creep Squad in any way, shape, or form? Do you care about who the leader of the Creep Squad is, who started the Creep Squad? I had to give all of them Donkey of the Day, with the exception of DJ Self. I'm sparing him, because that's my guy.
But who did start the Creep Squad?
Does it matter?
Come on, guys. All right.
You got a 50-year-old man, a 45-year-old man, and a 38-year-old man.
Who started it?
Arguing about the damn Creep Squad.
I don't care.
I kind of feel like...
You don't think it sounds corny for grown men to talk about, to fight about the name of a company that's probably not even... published, it's not even trademarked.
How about
it's
the Creep Squad? The only reason y'all look creepy is because y'all a bunch of old ass men in the club preying on young girls. You need to take them Creep Squad.
The real question is, who trademarked the name? Learn from Cameron.
Nobody did.
You need to take them Creep Squad t-shirts and send them to third world countries with the Falcon Super Bowl champion t-shirts. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Carl from Monk's Corner.
Yo, shucks, Monk's Corner, what's happening?
Hey, man, Charlamagne, you give me motivation, know I can make it out of Monk's Corner. You know, a hoes can make it out of Monk's Corner. You know,
everybody
you
ain't as special as me. Don't worry about that.
Oh, damn it, man. We're talking about the Creep Squad. Maybe you could join the Creep Squad and get out, bro.
Ignore, man. I'm telling you, no, hey, boy, they ain't the mood. They about a, on a scale of 1 to 10, they about a 12. They need to change their name to Creepy Squad.
Yeah, I saw it. They're a bunch of old men in the club preying on young girls, and that's why they look creepy. Go ahead, what you say?
All them young gals need to know, messing with them old men like that, y'all going to get worms.
Y'all better stop. You're going to get worms? That's funny. Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
That was so Monk's
Corner. What's up, this guy's, man?
Yeah, we're talking about the Creep Squad, man.
Yeah, the Creep Squad, man, from a scale of 1 to 10, them brothers should be on a 20, man. They need to wrap it up, man. Come on, Rich Dollars, you about 100 years old. You need to be welcoming your grandkids in the world, bro.
Well, Rich is 45, Peter Guns is 50, Cisco's only 38, but he's really old by association.
Yeah, on by association. The Creep, that don't even make no sense. You're going to have a name, the Creep Squad. Like you said, Charlamagne said, you in the club, you know what I'm saying? You 50 years old, and you got 20-year-old girls in there, and you sitting up here talking about the Creep Squad. You creep for real.
Yeah, that's why you look creepy. You the Creep Squad because y'all old men preying on young girls in the club.
Hello, who's this?
Sydney.
Hey, Mama, what do you think about the Creep Squad?
It's a joke. It's whack. They shouldn't be called the Creep Squad. They should be called the Creepy Squad. All of them are too grown. Yes, creepy.
Now, if you had to pick one of the members of the Creep Squad to get with, who would you pick?
Ew.
If you had to pick, your life depended on it.
DJ Self.
Okay, Self.
Damn, I'm trying to keep Self out. I'm trying to disassociate. I know, but I'm trying to disassociate Self from the Creep Squad. Huh?
They all have kids. They should be setting they're basically making fun of how they treat women, but they all have daughters.
I don't know why, but we're talking about the Creep Squad this morning. What do you think about it?
On a scale,
is it corny?
On a scale of one to Nick Cannon's turban.
Oh my goodness!
How corny are they?
Call if you had to hang out with one of them, which one would you hang out with? Self, right?
We ain't got no choice. We work with Self.
We ain't got no choice.
But I'm trying to keep Self out of this because Self is my guy, and Self is cooler than he's being portrayed on television. People.
You know, so all right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We're asking about the Creep Squad. What do you think about the Creep Squad?
On a scale of one to the last season of Martin, how disappointing is the Creep Squad? Huh?
It's very disappointing. Grown men arguing about a name, arguing about a crew that they're not making no money off of. I don't know.
Would you be embarrassed if one of them was your boyfriend?
Peter Guns is 50 years old. Don't get me wrong. Age is a blessing. I can't wait to see 50. But
then
I don't want to see
creeping then.
I don't want to see 50 on Lies in Hip Hop with Creep Squad t-shirts arguing about who started the damn Creep Squad. That's all I got to talk about?
Yep.
Come on, man.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is the Collector Girl from Cincinnati.
Hey, Mama, what you think of the Creep Squad?
I think the Creep Squad is, on a scale of 1 to Donald Trump and his relationship with his daughter, creepy. Like, they're creepier than that. I mean, they're ridiculous.
Yeah, they're creepy.
This needs to be written out of the show immediately. Like, I don't understand why nobody tells these grown men this is not cool. And not to mention, in the point of creeping, not telling anybody that you're creeping, why are you calling yourself the Creep Squad?
That's a true fact. That's if you're creeping, nobody's supposed to know you're creeping.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's Terrell from Connecticut.
Hey, we talking to Creep Squad, bro.
Yeah, them dudes is crazy, man. I mean, how Rich Dollars got a like an 18, 19-year-old kid, but he's still in the club calling himself a creep?
Because he's creepy. 45.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they should be called, the Creepy Squad. That's weird.
That's what we're going to start calling them, the Creepy Squad. That's their name from now on, the Creepy Squad. Bitch Dollars out here aging like milk. You see the wrinkles in Bitch Dollars' forehead?
That's
how you can tell how old he is. You know, you count the rings on the tree to see how old the tree is. You count the wrinkles and Rich Dollars' forehead.
Him and Peter Guns look like them two dudes from Grumpy Old Men.
Peter Guns 50 years old, man. Peter Guns 5 years from free pancakes at IHOP.
Hello, who's this?
This is Candace from New Haven.
Hey, Candace.
Hey, Candace. What do you think about the Creep Squad?
I think they're all lames, and DJ Self should have been added into that donkey of the day. Uh-oh. He's the biggest name of them all.
I can't do that to Self. Are you one of his Dominican women that he did dirty?
No, stop it. No. Listen, I get that that's your friend, but he's a clown.
She don't want you to be biased.
We're going to have an intervention with Self. We're going to bring Self up here.
Can we bring him up here, please?
Yeah, Self, we need you up here. We're going to have an intervention with Self.
Yeah, we need one.
You want to join the intervention?
Oh, my God, y'all should really do that.
Yeah, okay. We are. We're going to have an intervention with Self.
Okay.
We can't let Self go out like that.
Giving him the donkey of the day. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
He didn't give it to
Self. Bye, y'all.
Bye, honey.
So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story, and this is a serious matter. The moral of the story is Corinthians 13:11. Really, read that scripture. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put away childish things. Period. Like, listen, I can't wait. I love growing older. It's a beautiful thing. But you got to do age-appropriate things when you get to a certain age. And when you're 50, 45, and 38, being a member of the Creep Squad is not an age-appropriate thing.
It's not hot.
No, it's no, not at all. Not at all.
All right. All right, well, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Nick Cannon. Now, somebody is saying that Nick Cannon stole one of their ideas, and he wants $1.7 million from him.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's Riri with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, man, just go to Bernice Burgo Instagram and go look at her video of her working out. It's about 60 seconds long. The real Bernice Burgos on Instagram. Trust me. You'll feel better.
This guy.
Creep Squad.
He bought it, Creep Squad.
We got a new member of the Creep Squad.
No, she's just doing some real dope exercises. I think that you probably could learn if you watch the video.
Why are you stuttering? He said learn three times.
Creep Squad over here. All right.
I'm just trying to make it. I want people to have a good day.
All right.
Well, let's get into the rumor report. Since we just played some Rihanna and her birthday was over the weekend, we'll tell you what else she has going on.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Gossip. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, you know, I'm already a big fan of Rihanna's collaboration with Puma, her Fenty line. Well, now she also has a beauty collection that's going to be dropping with Sephora. So congratulations to her, Fenty Beauty, and she's excited about it as well.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Riri.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. I wonder she did for her birthday. Did anybody see anything on Instagram or anything of her celebrating?
Mm-mm.
All right. For all you wrestling fans, by the way, WrestleMania 33 is coming up. And that's going to be going down April 2nd in Orlando. And they have just announced who is going to be hosting WrestleMania 33. And it's going to be the New Day. So everybody that's fans of wrestling, just giving you an update.
I have
no
idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you don't watch wrestling at all? You don't know the New Day? Look, if you have Revolt TV, you can see what they look like. And they
I've seen them.
You seen the Booty-O's t-shirts and all of that?
The Booty-O's t-shirts.
Booty-O's.
Oh. Like, what?
Booty-O's. Wow.
That's what he heard. Booty-O's.
Booty-O's
t-shirts. I'm going to watch them.
You were like, I'm in. Literally.
Why they got Booty-O's t-shirts?
All right, Nick Cannon, he's been hit with a $1.7 million lawsuit. According to this guy, Enrico Taylor, he's saying that Nick Cannon stole his idea of an app. Check it out.
Man. New producers, ladies and gentlemen.
We discussed that he wanted to get involved, and he asked me how much money it was going to cost. So after I broke down to him, I showed him the video of Birdman and how I had him do it. I guess he thought that was the full key to success. So he blocked all communication from me. 5 months later, he goes on Instagram with something that sounds pretty similar to what I had Birdman do. And the incentive instead of Cash Money Records this time was to get on his show, Wildin' Out.
All right. Damn, Nick.
Mm-mm. Y'all keep messing with that genie, Nick Cannon, if you want to. Nick Cannon gonna make you disappear.
I just want to say that app doesn't sound like it's the first time something like this has been done, though. I mean,
listen, Nick Cannon gonna fold his arms.
It's an app to discover talent.
Nick Cannon gonna fold his arms and then nod his head one time. You're just gonna vanish.
Well, he says the problem is that Nick Cannon's app was a flop, so it's hurting his ability to get his app off the ground. People are saying, oh, Nick Cannon did the same thing and it didn't work out. So who
I
knows?
Never heard of this Nick Cannon app that he's talking about.
Yeah,
well,
never heard
clearly
it
flopped.
clearly didn't do good.
Never heard of him.
All right. The Roots, they have announced their 10th annual Roots picnic lineup, and it sounds pretty damn good. It's going down June 3rd in Philly, and Pharrell is headlining, and The Roots, of course, Lil Wayne, Solange, 21 Savage. Pete Rock is going to be there, A Boogie with the Hoodie, PNB Rock, DJ Spinner. Sounds like a good time.
Really good lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they doing one in New York this year, too?
Yeah, they just started doing them in New York, so mm-hmm. that's later. So I guess this is first June 3rd, and it's their 10th annual Roots Picnic, so it's a 10-year anniversary. Should be a big deal. Now, Angelina Jolie has spoken on what life has been like since making that decision to get divorced to Brad Pitt. You know they do have 6 children together, and here is what she had to say at BBC.
I don't want to say very much about that, except to say it was a very difficult time, and we are a family, and we will always be a family, and we will get through this time and hopefully be a stronger family for it. Many, many people find themselves in this situation, and these kind of, you know, my family, we've all been through a difficult time. My focus is my children, our children, and it is, and my focus is finding this way through.
She has a new movie coming out, First They Killed My Father. If you watch the whole entire video and interview, she's showing you how to eat like spiders and stuff like that. She's eating all kinds of bugs.
Has Brad Pitt been seen with any of them kids they adopted, though, or just the biological ones?
He has been seen with Maddox was their first
you
one.
You sure?
Yes.
I haven't seen any pictures with him.
Have y'all
pictures.
Been looking?
No, nah, but show me some
you're
pictures.
You're just saying that because you haven't even looked.
We live in the era of alternative facts. Show me some pictures of Brad Pitt with them adopted kids ever since he got divorced from Angelina,
well,
okay?
Well, Brad Pitt is trying to hash out custody agreements for their 6 kids. Of course
no,
he
he's
misses
not.
His
he's
children.
He's like, give me the 2, that's mine.
that's not true at all. All right, and J-Lo was on Ellen, and she talked about dating younger men. You know, everybody always talks about J-Lo. Her last boyfriend was, what, 28, 29 years old, and she's like 46 or something like that. All right, here's what she had to say about dating younger men.
People make a big deal about that you date younger men. I don't think that should
be... Okay, first of all, stop.
Okay.
I don't date younger men. It's not like you have to be younger. It's not about that. I just meet people, and then if I go out with them, I go out with them, and if I like them, I like them, and if I don't, right. I don't. It's just, it's about the person, you know what I mean? It's about who they are. It has nothing to do with age.
All right, see, there you have it. If I like you, I like you. It doesn't matter.
I will never,
she's
ever
47.
Hate on any young man who gets to be with J-Lo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I call women that are 40, that are aging like wine and not milk.
What?
Vintage vagina.
Whatever happened with her and Drake? This is over?
I don't know.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Shout out to Revolt. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, wherever the Revolt camera is,
damn, I don't
they
know. They didn't even put the camera on you. They still mad at you? They still mad at you? You know, they edited you.
Matter of fact, look, they're not even on anymore. They just
yeah, they
the
cut.
Black.
They cut.
Not only did they go to black, they went to the artist black.
Revolt don't want the truth to be told.
Revolt.
Yeah, that's it for you.
It's okay.
No
man.
More Casey Crew on Revolt.
All right. Well,
bam.
They cut
us off. We cut it right off. They can move the camera.
Well, I guess no.
So,
we'll see y'all.
The three
you know?
People that were watching us on Revolt aren't anymore.
Envy, congratulations on your Global Spin Award, by the way.
Thank you.
Did that show on Revolt or they cut that part out?
We probably never see. They probably cut that part out.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, People's Choice mixes up next.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.